Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, friend. Hey. Okay. So today we're going to tackle part two of navigating the world of marketing funnels. Okay. If you missed part one, go back to episode 62 that we just did last week. And in there, we talked about the three things you need to make sure you have in place before you start going down any further in the marketing funnel journey of taking your customer down the road. Okay. Number one is know really and truly who your ideal client is. Who are you marketing to? Who are you serving? Who are you going to support with your business? All right. Then we talk about that you need to know where you're taking them before you can put them in a funnel. Think of it like this, okay? Is if you don't have your funnel in the kitchen over the bowl that the water is going to go in, then you make a big mess, right? So you have this nice little funnel that's helping you pour your water into your cake mix, whatever it is. But if you don't have that funnel placed over the correct spot, then you have a mess all over the counter. So in the marketing world, if you don't have that funnel placed to take them where you want them to go, where you want them to go might be a course, might be to your Facebook group, might be to go listen to your podcast, it might be to get on your email list. You have to have the base of the bottom of that funnel positioned, and you have to know where you're taking them. Okay, so we talked a lot about that over in part one. All right, so go get those pieces down pat before you keep listening to this one. All right, but then come back because I got you three more steps that you need to go to take your person, your client, your potential student down the road. Okay, so you know where you're taking them. Say that you are taking them to your course. Say that you have been nurturing them. You've done welcome email sequence. You've been, you know, hyping them up about your course, about your digital product, whatever it is. You've been hyping them up. And now you need a landing page. A landing page and or a sales page. Those words are interchangeable. Sometimes people will get confused. An opt-in page is typically for your freebie. It's typically used for your lead magnet, okay? But a landing page or a sales page is interchangeable when you're talking about something you're selling, all right? So the next step is that you're going to create a sales page. And if you need help figuring out what do I put on my sales page, because I so remember the days I was so confused. I was like, what do I put on here? You know, I have episode 44 is the 9 must-haves for a high converting sales page. So make sure you go check that out and you can really break down on the sales page. But on your sales page, your landing page, you want to make sure you have pieces on there to let people know and identify, this is for me, this is what I need, this is what you're going to solve with the sales page, this is how your product, your course, your whatever is going to help them get closer to the next step on their journey. Okay, so a sales page is going to be the next part after you have all of the other things figured out from episode 62. After you've created your landing page and your sales page, then you have to set up an email sequence that you are continually hyping them up, telling them about your course. It's going to go through cart open. It's going to talk about the benefits. It's going to talk about what problems you're going to solve, how you're going to help them. It's going to talk about the features in the email sequence, those kinds of different things. And actually, if you want more information on email sequences, I have that in an episode as well. Over in episode 30 and 31, make sure to go check those out so that you can dig deeper into your email marketing strategies. And or come on over to our Facebook group, Online Courses Made Easy. We talk about email strategy. We talk about email, you know, all the different ways that you can use it. And what do you do with those people when they end up on your email list? You've got them there with your lead magnet. Now, what do you do? Come on over there because we talk about that as well, because that is such the beginning part before you get them to your course, is getting them on your email list and nurturing them and doing all the different things in there. So come on over there if you're not there already so that you can learn even more about your email sequence and how that comes about. And let me give you a little secret. If you haven't heard, I am actually putting together a course right now. It's going to be ready next week, but I have had some people jump on the pre-sale price. So if you're listening to this between now and next week, just know there's a special pre-sale price for my launch email automations course. If you have ConvertKit, you definitely want to check this out because it is going to be a course that's filled with taking you from A to Z and using ConvertKit to automate all of your pieces of your email sequence for your next launch, whatever it is, a course, a product, whatever. So just want to make sure you have that. Okay. Then lastly, so you have your sales page / landing page created, then you have your email sequence set up. Then lastly, you're going to then start funneling them through that email sequence. And in the mini course, I just talked about the launch email automations. I'm going to talk about these things that are like upsells and downsells and limited time offers and encouraging prompt actions. But you want to take them through this funnel. So not just my cart is open here, buy my course, buy my product, but you're wanting to funnel them through there. And there's some really smart strategies. Even if someone does not buy your first offer, like how you can do a downsell, or if they buy your first offer and then you're like, but wait a second, do you need this too? Because sometimes people don't realize what they need until you put it in front of their face. So you want to think about doing, if going through the sales funnel of upsells and downsells and how to use limited time offers to make sure people take action. Because I don't know if you're anything like me, but I can definitely be the queen of procrastination. But you give me a deadline, you give me a timeline, you give me some type of incentive of why I need to grab it now, why I need to tackle this now, then it's more likely I'm going to act faster if I'm even slightly considering grabbing something. So that's going to be talked about too in my launch email sequence automation course that I'm going to be delivering out next week. But if you grab it before then, you're going to save at least 20%. So make sure you go and grab the link below and hop in there so that you can grab that too. But even afterwards, it's going to be there. It's going to be there for good for you to grab when you are ready for it. Okay. So I wanted to keep this short and sweet because I have so many other episodes that can already take you further down the road in your sales page, in your email marketing. And one other episode that I've already created that you can go save and put on your listens list in whatever platform you listen to is that I have Marketing Funnels 101, which is episode 27. All right. I'll link all of these two down in the show notes, but episode 27 is going to go even in more detail about marketing funnels and a way to visualize it. And actually, I have a link over there of a graphic under episode 27 so that if you're a visual person, you can see it with your own eyes of that funnel. Remember what we said? If you have that funnel in the kitchen and you're making a cake and you have the bottom spout over in the wrong spot, you're going to have a mess on the counter when you pour in the oil or the water. But if you have the base of that funnel positioned over the bowl, so if you have your marketing funnel positioned over your offer, then people are going to fall right into where they need to go and not be a hot mess over off to the side. Okay. All right. I hope you found this helpful and useful. Again, remember, come on over into Online Courses Made Easy Facebook group and our community. You can get there with robinkent.com/community or go over on Facebook and look up Online Courses Made Easy. It is exactly like this podcast that you're listening to. So it'll be super easy to remember, but come on over there, join us because we are over there having conversations about things like this all the time. And then also over in my launch email automations mini course that will be coming out next week, it's going to take you behind the scenes and show you all the tech because I am all about simplifying your tech and amplifying your strategy. All right. It's some of my favorite things to do and to help you with. So, all right. Have a wonderful week. And I can't wait to talk to you really, really soon. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.